Oh, that was good, sweetie. That was good. What's up, y'all?
What it do, Shouty?
What it do? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. If this is your first time listening to us, hey, thanks for taking the time out to check us out. Yes. I am your host, Gabrielle, and I am joined with my handsome co-host.
Thank you. My name is Chad.
Yes, your name is Chad.
My name is Chad.
My name is.
Hello.
My name is.
What?
Freaky. Cue the music. Hey, that would have been so dope.
That was good.
Had he been ready.
All right. Music. Ready? Not cute.
Every
music cute.
Time.
So, we back.
We back up in this mug.
Like we said we would be.
We still got that extended version of the music going,
though. It was going down this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was fading. It was fading.
So, yes, we are back. And first of all, shout out to everybody that listened to our last podcast. We received so much good feedback.
Yes.
You guys really enjoyed the lessons that we learned. You guys really enjoy the lessons from last decade. And if you have not listened to that, please go back. It's the episode right before this one. And it is 10 lessons from the last decade. And I think we had some really, really, really good things.
Yeah,
and you guys shared some of your lessons, too, which were really good.
Yeah, so. No, we definitely, I think, you know, it was nice to be able to sit and write down the lessons and, you know, kind of think about, you know, how did their lessons that we continue to learn each day, you know, that we're continuing to try to remember. I mean, because each day, you know, it's interesting. Each day can bring a new struggle. But if you really think about it and you use the principles of a previous struggle of how you got through it, you probably have an answer or a path forward already. Mm-hmm. So these lessons for us are something we want to continue to hold on to and remember and still utilize today. So we hope that, you know, and pray that they helped you out. And that, you know, they'll, you know, inspire you to get through any issues that you may be facing.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and the question last week about the tobacco plant. So I got a good response that I wanted to read because we asked you guys to, like, help us out because we didn't really know, like, what would be the negatives. But shout out to Vanessa. She says, I'm not sure how pathogens work, but I looked it up, and a pathogen or infectious agent is a biological agent that causes disease or illness to its host. So the term is most often used for agents that disrupt the normal psychology of a multicellular animal or plant. So it says pathogens can infect organisms from all biological kingdoms. So that part is the kicker. She said it can infect unintended organisms, even humans.
Mm.
So thank you for that, because we were really like, I mean, yeah, kill all the tobacco plants. But I mean, in our ignorance, we didn't really know, like, what.
Yeah.
First of all, there was also a gardener that said, don't kill the tobacco. Like, you need the tobacco plants. But then also hearing it from that standpoint. About pathogens, we didn't really know.
No, so. Yeah, I mean, because you think about it, you know, that you know, I don't, tobacco plants, you know, like, they grew regardless before people were using them for cigarettes. So, yeah, so that makes sense that they were created for a purpose. There was a reason that they were growing, and there was a purpose. Just like flies and gnats, and they all serve a purpose.
Everything serves.
But they annoying.
Yeah.
Like, right? You're like, can you just, why are you here? Why are you here?
Again?
Why are you messing with me? Am I your purpose? Leave me alone. But.
So we're going to jump into our question of the day.
Your turn to pick a number.
It's my turn to pick a number. Somebody said, Gabe, you never pick the number. Really? I feel like I always pick the number. Okay, let me see.
She be forgetting every time.
Let me pick a good number. How about 47.
A
It took her forever. She's like, ooh.
Shout out to Channel 47, Lip, The Box. Do y'all remember The Box? Do you remember The Box? It was Channel 47. It was like this show, like this station where you could call in and request videos. Did y'all have The Box where y'all live?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember The Box? The Box. Channel 47?
Don't nobody remember
you
The Box.
You a lie. Please somebody tell me. Please come through and tell me that you remember The Box, Channel 47. Because I would sit and wait for my favorite songs to come on. Because I couldn't afford to call the 900 number to request the song.
Okay, 900 number. That, you know that was old when it was 900
number. Do they still make 900 numbers?
That's a good question. Do y'all, any of y'all got 900 numbers?
1-900? That's who you know. Like, don't you call that because it ain't free. It ain't toll free.
It ain't toll free nothing. All right, here we go. So, do you think that high-tech goggles that let you see through people's clothing should be banned? How much would you pay for glasses that rendered people naked?
Okay. First of all, is that a thing?
I mean,
like, are there actual goggles where folks can see through your clothes?
Only Superman could do that.
Is that legal?
There's Superman goggles out here?
I don't even understand the point. So the question is, do I think that they should be banned? I mean, I don't even understand why they
so
are
like,
here.
So even, like, even if they are here, we don't know. Like, we don't know personally. But if they are here, are they? Should they be banned?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think that is necessary. Like, why do you need to see people without their clothes on? I feel like that is a choice. If I want you to be able to see my naked body, then it is my choice to make that decision.
Do you want
like,
me to see
you don't
your naked
get
body?
To... Sure, maybe later, but okay. Not right at this moment, okay? But yeah, I think that that's, first of all, it's a violation of privacy.
Absolutely.
Like, why would you need to be walking around seeing people naked? Like, what is the point? Like, there's so much free naked bodies out here on the internet. Like, yeah. I mean, pick, just go, turn on the TV, watch a show. You can see
that's
naked bodies everywhere.
That's
so it's
peaking
like,
tomdom at like the...
Yeah, like what?
The... upmost percentage. That's ridiculous.
You better not. Let me find out you looking at me under, like, for what? So you see it and then what? Like, if you don't have no access to it, what's the point?
That's just if that's your fetish to walk around and look at people that ain't, that's interesting.
No. Mm-mm.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Was it a second part of that question? How much would you
pay
for glasses? I wouldn't pay anything for them because I think it's ridiculous.
Yes.
I have no desire to see anybody but my husband naked at this point. Like, what do I need to see it for?
That's right.
For what?
Later.
What about you? You don't,
I mean, obviously,
I think we're in agreement about that.
I can wear glasses and just be like,
what
fake like I'm
say?
Seeing through your clothes.
Sure.
But you just ain't wearing clothes. So it's like, oh, I can see through your clothes. These glasses are amazing.
I cannot deal with you. So, let us know, though. Is there anybody out there that is for X-ray glasses or goggles or whatnot? And please share why.
Yes, why share
why.
We'd love to know
would
why.
Love to. I could think of one reason now talking through this, like, if you were single and you wanted to know like what a guy was working with before you went there, but then that takes away the surprise element.
But that's invasion of privacy.
It is invasion of privacy, but I feel like that could be the one reason people would be like, I need to know what he working with before we even get to that point. But no, you don't need to know. You just need to go through it. And then when it's time, then you'll know. Like, don't invade the man's privacy before y'all even get together. Okay, I got real deep with that. Like,
yeah,
they are really goggles out there.
Don't invade
nobody's privacy.
Don't
period.
Invade the man's crotchery. Okay?
Don't invade anything, okay? Like, just...
What?
It's not even worth it.
It ain't
okay?
that, yeah.
It ain't that crew show.
Trying to look at crotches.
Let me find out y'all out here trying to look at crotches.
Like what?
Man. Yo, yeah, no.
But that's crazy. Don't. That's crazy.
I am surprised, though, that it's not like a thing. I mean, we in 2020. Don't you feel like...
It could be a thing. We just don't know.
It could be a thing. I feel like I should Google that. Like, is it a thing?
Is it a thing?
Is it a thing?
Is it a thing
maybe
to crotch
I should,
watch?
Maybe... Maybe I should ask Alexa, like, Alexa.
We wasn't.
Girl,
no.
I did not ask you to play Flowetry. Stop.
Stop.
Alexa.
Alexa.
Stop. This girl is raggedy.
Man, she don't ever give you what you want when
did
you
want
it.
Did anything I said sound like Flowetry? Alexa, Stop.
What has happened? Leave us alone, Alexa.
See, this is why I like Google better. I cannot deal. Exactly. Okay. Cannot deal. Man. I'm still gonna Google. Are X-ray goggles a thing?
Yes. So
are X-ray goggles real? X-ray specs are American novelties that allow users to see through or into solid objects. In reality, the spectacles merely create an optical illusion. No X-rays are involved. I don't really understand what that means. They don't use X-ray technology.
Yeah.
But are they actual things? I don't know. I can Google this later. Yeah, we'll Google Sorry. That.
Yeah, that was that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we're gonna get into the topic.
Yeah, we're gonna get into the topic. So obviously last week we talked about lessons from the last decade. So now we wanted to kind of jump off 2020 with some goals, mm-hmm. some things that we, you know, want to achieve, because I think it's important to write out goals, and they can be Absolutely. Small, they can be big, they can be far fetched. If they're your goals and they're what you desire. Then mm-hmm. who is anyone to tell you that you can't write them down and hope to achieve right, them, right? Absolutely. So, we have, you know, a wide array of about 20 goals here that are just really all over the place.
Chad has a wide array of goals because yes. we sat down to do this podcast, and I have to be honest, and I was like, I don't even have my goals yet. Do you have your goals? And he was like, right here, this whole list of 20, this whole above and beyond student right here. I was like, I haven't written down NAN goals. So I quickly grabbed my phone.
Can we have a moment of pause here? I've never been called the overachieving
student.
I've never been called that. I really want to just soak in that for a second.
How does it feel?
It feels amazing.
How does it feel to be an overachiever?
First, I want to thank God. For everything that he's enabled me to do in my life, like being an overachieving student. And then I'd like to thank my wife. I love you.
I love you.
And my
kids.
Okay, we can keep moving. Yeah, we can keep moving.
You are an overachiever in life, though. I feel like you've done a whole lot in your life
that you
should be proud of. You have achieved a lot. So maybe school wasn't your strong
school
suit.
School wasn't it. Hey, but I still got that bachelor's degree, though.
Okay, true. So.
But yeah.
Yeah, so
I definitely overachieved when I got you.
Honey, definitely. No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
Love you.
So as I was saying, a moment of transparency, I have not focused on my goals. Like I literally had to tell myself, okay, January is your goal setting month, because the first will roll around and folks will have you feeling like you are behind the curve. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had your vision board together, you don't have your goals written down, you don't know what you're working on. Like they will make you feel like you are running behind.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, because I had to tell myself, it is okay. The year is 12 months. It's okay if you want to take the first month out of the year or even the second month out of the year to really focus on what your goals are and like set them out, you know, make concrete plans, write them down. Maybe you start off the year with a goal and then like you're like, no, this is not really what I want to work through. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, goals are one of those things like you write them down, but you can always go back and adjust them and everything. So don't feel bad if you don't have your goals together right now, because I wrote down like five of them, but I just, like, they're loose. They're not very specific.
You got them loose goals.
I can't deal with you. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that hasn't gotten her goals together, and I'm just trying to make myself feel better. But if anybody else is in that boat, I'm right along
y'all. Okay, look, let's be honest. It's the 21st of January.
Exactly.
It's not like we are 4 months into the year.
Right.
Like
it's the 23rd.
And here's the thing. Even if we were 4 months into the year, if you got a new goal that comes up and mm-hmm. you want to achieve it, write it down.
Yeah.
Like there is no timeline. Again, no one can tell you when and how and what goal you should have.
Absolutely.
Like it's you. You got your own goals, and you should have your own goals. Even if you're in a, in a marriage mm-hmm. Or in a relationship, or you're in a business with someone, like you should have your own goals still. Like you should still be trying to achieve things that will fulfill you as a person, which will in turn help fulfill that relationship or business partnership you're in, because that means you're satisfying your urges and your needs when it comes to goals, and therefore you're going to be better for it.
Yeah. So with that being said, first goal for both of us was to expand the podcast and be more consistent with the podcast, grow it, and just be of service to you guys. Like, we enjoy doing this because it gives us a chance to really like talk and have adult conversation, but it also gives you a different look at us and a different peek into who, you know, Gabriel and Chad are, Gabe and Babe, like who we are. Yes. And one of the ways that we have to do that is by supporting the podcast. And with that, we have our very first ad.
So this is big, y'all. We have our first.
This is really big for us.
This is big for us. It's something we held off for a couple years of doing any sponsored ads on the podcast because we wanted to give you episodes. We wanted to give you consistency.
Content.
And we wanted to, we wanted to do that first. So we fulfilled that goal. But now this is a new goal and we're very excited to jump in. So with that being said, we're going to jump into our very first sponsor of the Let's Make Out podcast. Woo. So, I want to tell you a little bit about Feels, F-E-A-L-S. Mm-hmm. So how I want to start this is that all of us, you know, experience stress, you know, anxiety. Some of us even experience chronic pain, or trouble sleeping. That's a big one that, I definitely, you know, sometimes I cannot sleep. I can just not.
Yeah. And I can always sleep.
Yeah. She can sleep anywhere, but sometimes I'll get to sleep. But it'll be late, and then I wake up a couple hours later, or I feel restless when I do wake up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just not getting the sleep that I want. But, you know, Feels wants you to know that you're not alone. There's many people out there that are actually, you know, again, I just told you my story about the issues of getting good quality sleep. And, you know, so there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with the same thing. So a little bit about Feels. So Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then what they specialize in, what they do is they naturally help you reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Again, you know, the sleeplessness, that was my big issue. Mm-hmm. And so, by taking Feels and, you know, and I've taken it, it's not been a every night thing or, you know, but I've taken it a few times and I definitely have felt like just a kind of a relaxation, you know, just a calm, you know, and I've actually slept. I've told Gabrielle, over the last couple of nights that I've woke up feeling rested.
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday. Chad didn't even have to go to school. I woke up ready to go. Like, Chad, let's go to school. And he's like, we ain't got to go to school. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's the holiday.
Let's go stand at the bus stop just for fun. So, you know.
So, yeah, we've actually both tried it. I don't really necessarily need it for the sleepiness, but I have noticed, like, taking it during the day, it can help with your, like, focus and, like, just taking just that edge off. Like, if you ever feel, like, just – like stress, like, oh my goodness, I have so much going on that I need to do. Like, I find myself feeling that all the time. So I've been experimenting with using it just to kind of take the edge off and eliminate that, like, stress and anxiety. And I feel a little different. Like, it's nice.
Exactly. So, and it's easy to take. So you actually just, you place a few drops of the Feels under your tongue and you're going to feel that difference, you know, within minutes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, if you're new to CBD, which many of us are, we were as well. They actually offer a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience.
That's nice.
So that's really, really nice. You know, help you feel kind of comfortable about what you're diving into. So it actually, again,
is no high. Like, there is no high feeling. Like, I don't feel loopy. Like, it's not. So if that, 'cause I know that before, that's kind of the understanding that I had, or like the misunderstanding. I was like, I ain't gonna take no CBD. I'm not trying to walk around high. Like, it literally is none of that. Like, I don't feel any of that at all. You're not gonna feel high. There's no hangover. There's no like addiction type of things. Like, that, we're not trying to sell y'all any of that. Please,
none of that.
Believe.
Exactly.
Okay.
this is naturally something naturally help you to feel better. So, and actually they have a membership, so you can actually join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. So that's really cool. So so for you, if you want to try it, we do recommend it. You can actually, you know, feel your best every day and become a member today by going to feels.com/LMO and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feels.com, F-E-A-L-S, /LMO to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Yep.
So again, feels.com/LMO.
Check it out and let us know what you think. And if we have any listeners or watchers that use CBD and you can share your experience, please put that down below.
Do.
Like, because, you know, some people are not familiar with it and may have the same misunderstanding that I did. So I'd love to hear some of your experiences with it.
Absolutely.
So
with that being said,
let's go into the next goal.
Next goal. So
which kind of ties into this first one. So you go for it, babe.
Yes. Yeah, so it does. So we actually, again, we wanted to expand other avenues of our business. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we knew that we would have to change our schedule around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we decided to, we've been going, look, if y'all are Gay Babe TV subscribers, if you're not, please go do that.
Yes, we do make videos showcasing our daily life on YouTube, Gay Babe TV, if you're new here.
Absolutely. And so we went through the transition doing 7 a week. We did 6 a week, mm-hmm. and we really stuck on that 5 a week. So Monday through Friday, we were putting out vlogs. And so we decided to go into 2020 after our break, and we wanted to do 3 vlogs a week. So mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it was, a tough decision at first. But we prayed about it, and we decided, you know, we was like, you know, we felt like it was right. We wanted to give you good, we wanted to give really good quality
content,
you know, content. And not just vlog on days that nothing's happening and it end up being like a boring vlog or something that
not to say that all the vlogs are going to be popping. Like, life is boring sometimes. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be jam-packed, but it keeps us from having to just, like, force a vlog when there's really, like, absolutely nothing
happening. And it gives us time just to be with each mm-hmm. other and be with our kids. And I think that that was another factor. We wanted to make sure that we weren't, as entrepreneurs, you can work yourself to the bone, as some people say, right? You know, and we just didn't want to do that, you know, if we didn't have to. And plus, you know, we enjoyed the podcast, so we wanted to really expand on that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the other one.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, so we are now uploading Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And yes. I mean, it's only been a week since we've come back, actually, because, you know, we take our break at the top of the year. And, you know, so far, so good. It gives us the weekend. We can film on the weekends and then, you know, just kind of live during the week. But with that is another reason why we've made it a priority to make sure that you guys get a podcast every week. That is the plan. So so that you still see us 4 times a week. So let me see. Let me look at my little makeshift goal list. The first thing that I wrote down was to grow Gabe Fix Fitness. So if some of you aren't familiar, in December, I passed my nutrition certification.
Woo!
Yay!
It's amazing.
So for the past year, actually, I have been coaching women specifically through their macro counting journey because I've tried everything, done everything, all of the things. And macro counting is really one of the things that has stuck with me the most and has given me the most freedom in losing the weight, losing all my baby weight, getting down under my pre-pregnancy weight, and just feeling, you know, confident about myself. So I wanted to help other women going through their journey and, you know, just let women know that you don't have to go to the extreme when it comes to weight loss. Everybody wants to lose the weight. Everybody wants to cut out the carbs. Everybody wants to eat clean only. Everybody just wants to kill it and do nothing but cardio in the gym. And it's like, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to do it. So I've been coaching women one-on-one for the past year, and I just started my first group coaching this year that's going really well, Macro Mentality. And I just want to continue to grow Gabe Fix Fitness. I don't know what specifically that means for me, like goal-wise. Like, I know I have a number in my head, like how much I made last year. I want to double that this year.
She gonna do it too.
But I also realize that it is not my full-time job. So that's been kind of tricky in terms of, like, how do I grow this but still not take away from Gay Babe TV, Gabe Flowers, Let's Make Out, like all the other things that I do without just having to work like crazy, because I'm not trying to just be working nonstop. You know what I'm saying? So it's a goal of mine to grow it, but I want to grow it gradually so that I'm not overworking myself.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I was like, what you doing?
No, that's great. I mean, I'm so proud of her on that whole fitness front, like what she's doing, what she's built.
Thanks,
with not a lot of advertisement, right?
Yeah, she just I rarely talk, you know, about
she,
it.
She's so humble in the fact that she doesn't want to like boast or talk about or thanks, like in you know, like in, you know, really sell herself, you know, the way that she deserves to be sold. She's worked so hard and the results are,
yeah,
you know, I
thank
mean
you.
Are just, you know, they're there, you can see them. I mean, there's no fakeness to it. She did it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that, you know, it just it's I'm a proud
thank
husband
you.
Watching
that's really
her.
Sweet. I don't know if it's humble or as much as it is me lacking the confidence to talk about it, because I still feel like I don't feel as confident in it. Like, well, I'm not really an expert, you know.
But that's also humbleness.
So, and that's like, also like negative self-talk.
Negative, exactly.
You know, that I'm working through. But
yeah, absolutely. But yeah. So we work on that. So jumping into the next one, you know, some of these, again, I told you some of them are big, some of them are just small. Mm-hmm. One of mine was to weight train at least 4 times a week. Mm. So, you know, if you've been watching us on Gay Babe TV or following us for a while, you know that triathlons are my thing. And I have a goal of doing a full Ironman. I have done a half Ironman, and I've done Olympic distance, and I've done sprint distance triathlons. So my goal is to do a full Ironman. That's, you know, if I do it one time, I'm be good to go, mm-hmm. you know, thank the Lord and keep it moving. But, you know, I realized, I was like, you know what? I miss, you know, I've always been really, really skinny, mm-hmm. you know, and to be honest, I've been self-conscious about my size at times. And so I've always wanted to figure out, you know, can I take, you know, my skinny frame and build lean muscle, you know, and feel good about myself, have this, you know, self-image, you know, of, you know, something that I'm very proud of, and, you know, and that, mm-hmm. you know, that I want to look at, you know, through x-ray goggles, you know, you know, and, but, you know, it's, so that's something that, you know, I made a decision going into 2020, and I started prior to that. I said, you know what, I'm going to get a coach, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, and I'm going to, you know, really go full on weight training and really, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Eating and all that stuff. And
get the body you want.
Man. And I tell you what, like how my body looks compared to a month ago.
Yeah. You can see the difference
it's
already.
It's crazy. Like, you know.
It's crazy what like determination and just like sticking to a plan yes. can do for you.
And eating has been the most mm-hmm. important piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm pretty strong for my size anyways. That was never an issue, not being strong.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm getting so much stronger. I'm lifting weights that I hadn't in years. But I can see the changes in my body.
Yeah.
And my wife can see the changes.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking it, Daddy. I'm like, okay, with the beach body. Yeah, coming
right.
through.
Right,
be
so
ready,
that
okay?
Yeah, exactly. That's I'm ready. I, you know, that's my Vandy size. I want a beach body. You know, I want a beach body.
Yeah,
this
why
year.
Not? Let's get into the best shape of our lives.
Absolutely. Like, so yeah, so that was one of my big goals, and mm-hmm. so far I'm tackling it.
You handling it really, really good. So okay, the next thing that I have on my list, and this is really in no particular order. These are just things that popped up, and. Is get back into acting. So most of you know my undergraduate degree is in theater, communications in theater, and I went to LA after college and did the whole struggling actress thing and all of that, and you know, just got tired of working and working more than I was auditioning, so I decided to come home, switch gears, get my master's degree, all of that stuff, and then ended up doing YouTube. And it's crazy because I feel like I did more after starting YouTube than I did when I was living in LA. Like
absolutely.
Just being blessed to do commercial work
yeah.
and, you know, film, a couple of short films, and, you know what I'm saying? Like just doing the things. So with that, I would just like to be more intentional with the acting, like really, really, because it's one of those things where I say like, oh my gosh, that's a goal of mine. Like if I could just be a series regular on somebody's television show, that would be amazing. And then like transition to film.
Yeah.
But I don't really work towards that. It's one of those goals where it's like right now it's a wish because I don't really put much action and effort towards it because I am doing so many other things. So that's kind of a battle that I have, like, okay, you say you want to do this, But what are you doing? You're not taking classes. Yeah. You're not, you know, you're not ready. Like, you get these auditions, you don't go because, you know, or sometimes I don't go because I can't, I'm not going to be there for the shoot date because we're traveling or whatever. So it's just kind of finding that balance in, like, what are the steps that I can take yeah. here and now to put myself closer to that goal. So I don't know what that looks like, but it is a goal to at least start working towards it more. I can't keep saying that I want it if I'm not doing anything to put myself closer.
Absolutely. So that, yeah.
that is a goal of mine. All right, so what's next on your list?
Okay, so let's see. I would say the next one that's, I mean, this one's probably, real, again, these weren't the level of importance. Mm-hmm. But overall, I want to be decluttered and more organized.
Oh, my goodness.
In 2020. I'm a little out of breath. I just went up and down the stairs carrying heavy bags. My bad. So.
This whole declutter situation has just been, it's been a situation for us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things where we both know that we want it. We want to be, you know, more organized, more decluttered, you know, but it's, that's how people end up having so much stuff mm-hmm. is because you emotionally get tied to things for really no reason.
Yeah.
And so that's been a goal of ours for a while, and we're starting to make small, very small baby steps towards, you know, yeah. reaching those goals.
Yeah. We found this program. It's like a 13-week declutter calendar, and it like walks you through every day of the week, and it gives you a section to work on. So we started last weekend and it was like, okay, then I went out of town and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so I'm starting for real. Yesterday I started on Monday, and it starts in the master closet. So I went through all of my clothes. I'm so proud of me.
Yeah,
I went
I'm
through all
of
my clothes. I had like 4 big bags. I actually have friends coming over like right now looking through the bags before I give the rest of it away. But it just breaks it down to
yeah.
where it's doable. Like, you're not trying to do everything all the time. I think we have gotten overwhelmed
yeah,
with all
absolutely.
The areas in our house that we'll do really good and then we'll fall off and then it's like whatever. But I think now we kind of are like really, really there. Like,
yeah.
you know, when your house is decluttered, your mind is cluttered.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And that's kind of what I mean by this is overall decluttered mm-hmm. and more organized. That goes for not only, obviously, we want our space to be decluttered mm-hmm. and we want to have a home for everything. Everything we own, we want it to have a home, and we want yeah. to know exactly where that home is.
Yeah.
And when you get too much crap, you don't necessarily know where the home is, and you just throw it somewhere, and
yeah.
then it builds upon and becomes yeah. a mess. But yes, mentally mm-hmm. Decluttered, and the fact of, you know, when it's time to do work, we do work.
Yeah.
But once work's done, if it's time to relax,
We relax.
Yeah. And that means, you know, really relax. So that means like adding in, for me, trying to get meditation going. We've talked about doing yoga mm-hmm. together, you know, and really trying to, you know, just really spend time with our bodies, you know, and our minds, and clearing out mm-hmm. just all that.
Clearing
just
out the junk.
The junk that doesn't need yeah. to be there, that stresses you out. You know, when you think about it, like, you know,
all the things.
So that is a big, important task. And that's something that I think will it'll continue to go into 2021. It's something that will yeah. always be continuing to try to improve.
Yeah. But is it a maybe I guess it is a continual, because every now and then you have to refresh. But I do want to get to the point where I don't feel like I'm always decluttering.
No, absolutely.
So it's like
yeah, yeah.
it kind of goes hand in hand with like reducing the spending too. Like, I'm not buying things just to be buying things. Like, if I don't truly need it, what is the point? Because it's like we do this decluttering, but then we go out and we buy more things and it's like, oh, I got to declutter again. I don't
exactly.
want it to be this continual thing. So, you know, like getting rid of the physical things, but also, like he said, just in your mind. And then like electronic also, like deleting the emails that you've kept for years,
yes.
deleting folks off your Instagram list that you don't really care for seeing them. And you know what I'm saying? Like, just getting rid of the apps on your phone, the pictures. I got like 50,000 pictures in my phone right now.
It's crazy.
What do I need with 50,000 pictures? Like,
all she needs is pictures of me
but why?
And the kids.
don't know about all of that, but
just me and the kids.
So I've made it also a point to just like go through and dump the pictures and like make photo albums. People don't make photo albums no more. So it's like I got all of these digital pictures that I'm not looking at, but they're taking up space on my phone. So yeah. it's so many areas. It's, like decluttering, it's universal. It's
no, like
so
the amount of the apps that are on our phone. Yeah. Like just yeah, it's
all the things.
It's easy to become cluttered. Mm-hmm. When one thing is cluttered, it's easy for everything else to become cluttered as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we want to address is the root cause. Mm-hmm. You know, fix it. And address the root cause and then have just a healthier, less cluttered life moving forward.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So,
what you got?
Before we go into our next goals, I want to introduce our next sponsor for this segment. And this is particularly for the women, especially around that time of the month. We all have it. It's, you know, not taboo. So I want to tell you about this woman-owned business called Lola. And it is a female-founded company that offers a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. So I first heard about this company and I was really interested in it because, you know, first of all, it's for women, by women. It's great that we are actually making products for us because we know how our body works. But then also, I was reading about just the ingredients in the feminine products that we use. And this is something that I found out I didn't know, but the FDA does not require brands to disclose the comprehensive list of ingredients in feminine care products. So most of them don't. And Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. Major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester. And their products can also be treated with harsh chemicals and cleansing agents, fragrance, and dyes. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. So I was really intrigued, like, okay, because, you know, I mean, you don't really think about that. You kind of just use the brand that you were introduced to when you were younger and you stick with it.
And but as a man, that sounds healthier.
Right.
As a man that doesn't use them, that sounds healthier.
Absolutely. So the great thing about this is that they have a combo set. So you actually can customize the box when it is that time of the month. You can choose, you know, whether you want tampons and liners. You can actually build up your box of tampons. So you can get a mix of light, super, super absorbency, super plus. And if you're anything like me, I mean, women, we know how it varies. Like those 5, 6, 7 days on your cycle, like, you know, it goes from heavy to light. And sometimes you have to use like multiple strengths. So I really liked that you could switch up your absorbency and like customize it just for you. You can decide like when you want the boxes delivered to your door, your frequency, and you can also cancel, skip an order, or modify your subscription at any time. Lola will send you emails like 2 days before your box is shipped, and you know, just so you're not surprised, or you can customize it if you need to make a last minute change. So I thought that was really cool. I actually got my first box and I was really excited. I looked at it and I was like, look at this. I got stuff that's going to last me through my whole cycle. I don't have to buy multiple boxes to fit.
That's
so
nice.
If you ladies are interested, for you, we have 30% off of your first month subscription by visiting mylola.com. Enter in LMO when you subscribe and you can get 30% off. So I highly recommend it if you're looking for something that is healthier for your body. You don't have anything to lose. Like, this is something that we use every month. Like,
well, so, she uses every
well,
month.
Well, I use every month. You definitely not using
we
it.
Not
I'm
using
about
it.
We
oh,
as women.
We as women. Okay. Oh, okay.
We like, as women. We use like, it every month. So check out Lola and, you know, check out some of the different products that they have and, you know, customize your box. Visit mylola.com and enter LMO.
LMO.
To get 30% off of your subscription. Yeah.
Absolutely. So check them out. That's definitely a good one for you ladies. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Go.
Next
was
goal.
You?
I think it's on me now.
Was it you
no,
or was it
it's,
me?
It's you, sweetie.
I feel like I it's me. Okay. So my wrong. Next goal is to, let's talk financial. Y'all, we have been working with a budget coach for the past are you done?
Yeah, I'm good.
For the past like 6 months, and it's been amazing. So the difference in like, this is not a financial planner. Like, she's not looking at our 401k and all of that stuff, but she's just helping us formulate a budget and stick to it. Yeah. It's kind of like we're paying to have somebody hold us accountable to what it is we want to do with our money. We say we're going to spend this much. Okay, did you spend this much or did you go over? And what areas did you go over? Absolutely. It's just been very eye-opening for us. Like, I've always done the budget. I've always done the bills. I've always done the finances in our relationship. Well, it started off with Babe, and then that was a fail. So it kind of...
It wasn't a fail.
It was a legit
You're just
fail.
Better at it than I was.
Babe, it was a fail. Let's call a spade a spade. It was a fail.
A spade?
So...
Why you say so country?
Spade a spade. Sometimes it comes out, you know. but yeah, so for a long time, we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
And every month, we would be like, ugh. We spent this much on this, or why are we paying off this credit card? Like, why am I spending thousands of dollars to pay off this credit card? For what? For what? What are we buying here? What is happening? So I was like, you know what? I think we really need help. And I found this budget coach, and it's funny because when I Googled, she was like the first company that popped up, but we actually know her.
Exactly.
Because we went to the same church and, you know, we were familiar with her. So that was a conversation like, well, do we want to use somebody that we know? Do we trust her? Like, do we want to, you know, show our finances and stuff? But honestly, it was like the best decision we've ever made.
No, absolutely.
And we have made so many strides in terms of like just saving. Like, we've been able to save so much money. It's kind of those things like we were making money, but it was just slipping through our fingers because we're just buying things and doing things because we have the money without like telling the money where to go. It was just going different places.
Yeah.
So,
And I was saying even before we got that coach, like that again, yeah, like Gabriel said, that's been the best thing for us because, you know, we never fought about money and that's never something we're going to fight about, but we didn't have, like, she had a grasp on it and I didn't have as much of a grasp on it because I was handling, I knew how much money was coming in. Mm-hmm. I was the guy handling the money coming in.
Yeah.
She was the person that made sure it got where it needed to go, right? And so now we're on that same sheet of music now. Now we kind of, you know, are working together more on it. You know, like she still has kind of, she has the lead on it, but you know, I'm not so in the dark.
Yeah.
And that was my fault. I was in the dark. Wasn't hers. And so, but even before then we made it, you know, last year, was our first full year, I think, of paying our estimates on our business taxes.
Yes.
Like we paid our estimates, you know, because if you don't pay them.
Our second year, because we did it the last year.
That's right. So we did it. So last year was our second year of doing it. No. Now we've done it 2 years in a row.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but I meant like last year.
You meant 2018.
2018, yeah. Yes. So 2018 and 2019, we paid our estimates on time throughout the year so we won't be penalized, you know, on taxes. And we can go into the new year with a surplus of tax money that we've saved. And just feel good.
Yeah.
Because tax time used to be this stressful,
oh my goodness,
you know, time going to get your taxes done, you know, when you have your own business.
Yeah.
If you don't pay taxes throughout the year, you're going to have a big old tax
return. A big chunk.
Return.
That's due. Yeah. Not and, a return, but.
No, yeah. Well, that you owe. Yeah, exactly. So that right there was such a stressor for us. And so we really started with that. That was our big fix that we got done.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew we needed help on the budget side.
Yeah. So we've gotten our budget together. We've been paying off things left and right. And we are so close to paying off the Jeep, which is amazing. So that is a major goal for this year, is to get the Jeep paid off. You guys know I bought the new Jeep after the accident in like August 2018. So to have it paid in under 2 years is going to be phenomenal. Have it paid completely off. And then I'm believing by faith that we're going to have Babe student loans paid completely off.
Because we're doing the
year.
Debt snowball type thing.
Yeah.
So we're
Dave Ramsey-ish. like we're not living on rice and beans over here. We are still living our life while we are paying off our debt. So I know people... people follow him differently. Some people follow him to the T. Some people cut out all the things. But no, I'm still going to enjoy the money that we are making. We're still going to travel. We're still going to eat out. Absolutely. We just put it in our budget. Absolutely. But yeah, those are the two major financial goals for us, is to pay off the car and pay off Babe's student loans.
And then we'll have hers left and, then we'll just and the have house.
Mine left and the house. And like,
yeah, and that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Mine's a lot larger than Babe's.
But
so
you know what? But
we'll take some time on that one.
But we did make a stride. Going into this year, we started paying full payment on my student loan.
Yes, yes. Because we've been like, you know, nickel and dime and paying like the lowest. Well,
we could, yeah. Now we, but now, and not because we couldn't pay it, we just were being cheap.
We
weren't allocating the money in the right place.
And it's like, look at this interest that we're just letting build up for no reason.
So now we pay in the full payment, and just, it feels good. It's not stressful, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. So can't wait to give you the update once we crush those goals this year.
Absolutely.
We will keep you updated on those. Let's see what you got shouting.
So they'll probably do a few more here. I would say that something that we, I would guess, you know, a goal that we've talked about for a few years, and I'm going to put it out.
Too many years.
I'm going to put it out into the solar system.
With you about
to, I'm about
this.
To put it out in the solar system, y'all. We are going to start writing our book this year.
Oh, my goodness.
In 2020 will be the year that we start writing our book.
We have been talking about writing this book.
We have. We have such, I really believe that God gave us a absolute great way to help people with this book. I feel like it's going to be life-changing for relationships. Yeah. I really believe that. I do. And we both believe that. We feel like it's God's put it on us to be able to, you know, to bless others with this book, you know, and this year we're going to start it.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for years. It's always like this goal, oh, we want to write a book, but we've never really like sat down and started. And it's just like, can we just start? Like, I think it's one of those things where you feel like it's going to be so big and so daunting that you don't even start. Instead of like breaking it down piece by piece, you're just like, I don't have the time to get into that
right
now.
That's how the podcast was.
Like, that's how the podcast was. We literally had to sit down and make ourselves do it. And that is the goal this year for the book. Is
2 years in now.
Man, just write the dang thing, okay? Yeah. And it don't have to be the only one we write. Like, done is better than perfect. Like, that is what I'm trying to tell myself. Done is better than perfect. And sometimes you can get caught up in this perfectionism mode that you don't want to release anything. You don't want to do anything because it's just not perfect to your standards. But really, that's just an excuse. Like, when you look at it at the end of the day, it's just an excuse.
Absolutely.
Like, things can always get better. There can be a second book and a third book. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that whatever we release will be helpful to somebody. So, yeah. Y'all stay on us with that. Because as much as I didn't want to put it in the atmosphere, like, we should mention it because maybe that'll give us a little bit more fire.
Absolutely.
In our butt to get it done.
So, y'all want to see a book?
Let us know.
Y'all want to see a book? Like, that's a simple question. Y'all want to see a book by Gabe and Babe?
Down below. Like, and some of the things that you'd like to see in the book, obviously, is going to be about relationships because I feel like that's where we thrive. That's an area we really feel comfortable in. Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for a few things for relationships that we've got going. I'm not going to say the rest, but I am trying to plan an event for 2021.
Absolutely.
Or a relationship.
We got some big things that God's put on our heart.
Yeah. And I just got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of those things, it's like you just have to make the time.
Absolutely. And we can do anything together, y'all. Yes, that's absolutely why we can do anything together.
Everything together and anything with Christ, okay?
That's right.
We need all his help.
All of it.
All the help.
So
okay?
What you got next,
y'all? Let's see. I think these two kind of go hand in hand, but I put to meditate more and to be more present. Mm-hmm.
You gonna give me more presents? Is that what you said?
No, not present.
Oh, okay.
To be more present in everything. And I think that it kind of went to what you were talking about, like when we're working. When we're relaxing. When I'm spending time with my children. When I'm spending time with my family and friends, spending time with them. Like, not trying to multitask all the time.
Yes.
Like, that is the story of my life. I am forever multitasking. I'm on Instagram while I'm having a conversation and I'm cooking dinner and I'm, you know, responding to comments or I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's so many things, so many tasks that have to get done. instead of just making a place for them in my day where they can all fit, it's like I try to cram it all at the same time, and I just don't want to do that anymore. Exactly. I want to be more present. Like, I don't want to sit at the dinner table on my phone and you on your phone and the kids is on their iPad, mm-hmm. and we're not talking and we're not, you know, so like we've just gotten into this bad cycle of just, these electronics are just the worst. Like, I'm ready to take them and throw them all away. But just, 100%. You know, just being more present, being more intentional with who I'm spending time with and how I'm spending time with them, because life is short and I don't ever want to be at a point where somebody is gone and I feel like, man, I didn't take the time to spend with them, you know?
I'm getting emotional.
I know, it makes me get, when you think about it, it's like people are leaving left and right. They're not, you know, they're not here the next day. And it's like, man, when was the last time I really spent time with this person? Or when was the last time I gave them my undivided attention? Or, you know, when was the last time I told them I loved them? Like, little things like that. I've just been thinking about more and more because I see the ways that I don't do that. Yeah. And, you know, I can kind of be in my own bubble and just live my life and I got a million things going on. But, you know, when was the last time I picked up the phone and called somebody and was like, man, I was thinking about you. How you doing? Yeah. Like, just little things like that. So more than anything, I want to be more present, more intentional. And I think that meditation will help with that also. I've been trying to get into meditation for years, but I just feel like, first of all, I feel like every time I meditate, I fall asleep. So I'm like, this is not doing me any good because I sleepy, just fall asleep like that. Like, so I don't know. I got to figure that out. If anybody has any tips, I have the Headspace app. I have the Calm app. But I don't know. It's just, and then it's about just getting into the practice of it, the habit of it. I had a sound bath the other day. This is a tangent, but I went and did the sound bath the other day. And it was like the most relaxed I have felt in so long. And it's like these Tibetan bowls, and you guys can Google sound bath. But it's supposed to, it's like healing and relaxing and so many things that it does. And it was just like the best thing. I'm actually going this weekend with my son because the lady's doing like a parent child one. He's so excited because he wanted to go with me the last time. But I'm just trying different things to just calm my mind and just be more relaxed and like not be so regimented in my schedule and putting 30 things on my to-do list and then being mad because I only did 5 of them. Like, you know, just things like that. That's so good. That's really, I mean, good. And along with that, more prayer, more time in my devotion. Like, it goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, spending more time with God.
Absolutely.
Making sure that the decisions we make and the things that we do are what he wants for us and not what we want for us.
Yeah.
Like that's a big focus for me this year, is just getting back to that and just getting to that. 'Cause I can't even say back to that, like just getting to that place.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, I think I don't think we have to go into too many more goals. I mean, we've got more, I think, but that was a really good one to kind of end it with, as far as just, you know, giving you something to think about as well, because it definitely, you know, as she was talking about it, it's something that I want to do as well, you know. And we have this thing where if we're, you know, spending too much time on social media or on our phones, you know, we will check each other, mm-hmm. you know, and it's interesting. When we first started that, like, we would kind of get a little, you know, like, well, you checking, you know, almost
right. You know, like, I'm good.
I ain't been on my phone all
what
day.
What you doing?
But now it's something where we have to remind each other that no, it's we said we were going to hold each other mm-hmm. accountable. And if you're on social media when you could just be hanging out, you know, I want you to think about it. You have the decision whether you're going to get off your phone or not, but I'm going to remind you.
Yeah.
And the vice versa, we do that to each other, right? You know, it's like, I'm going to remind you. Because I said I would remind you, mm-hmm. you have the choice to get off, but don't say I didn't help you.
Right. That's why it's been about 30 minutes. Yeah, you're still on your phone.
Exactly.
What you doing?
So I think that's something that we do, and it has helped. It has mm-hmm. definitely helped. And but yeah, just being more present, spending more time, you know, intentional time with each other and our kids, and then with ourselves, you know, to be with God, you know, and to, you know, spend that alone time. And I think that's, it's part of that. It goes back to that decluttering and mm-hmm. that organizing your life. You know, it's Man, that's the goal for 2020, I think, for both of us, is just to become the happiest version, happiest and healthiest version of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and just
without all the external
thing. None of that stuff makes us happy.
Yeah.
Our happiness has to come within, from, in, you know, with inside, and knowing that we're doing everything we can to, you know, spend quality time with the people that we love.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
that's what matters.
Man. Exactly. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed the goals that we told you about, and hopefully you've got some goals. And if not, you still got time to write them out.
Yeah. Maybe this gave you some things to think about. Like, you know, maybe you hadn't thought about it and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I should, you know, start thinking about that. So, like you said, hopefully it was helpful. We would love it if you guys would share some of your goals for 2020 with us.
Yes.
You can put them in the comments. You can tweet them to us, you know, on Instagram, send us little videos, whatever it is. We'd love to keep the conversation going. We appreciate everybody that does that and your support. Yes. Ask Gabe and Babe is coming back next week. Okay. We have been struggling with life. So, we got some in the queue, but we would love to have more. So if you have anything you would like for us to weigh in on, like, we are no experts. We can only give you our advice and, you know, talk about what we've experienced and how we've dealt with things. So if you have a situation, a relationship issue, a marriage issue, a job issue, life, friendship, whatever, you can send us all of your concerns at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
With the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line.
That way we know.
So that way we know for sure.
That's like, what
hey,
it
we
is.
We want you to talk about this. But, you know, you can get it to us on any of our social platforms because we want to do more of those. So
absolutely.
Keep them coming, please.
Please. Yes. And then you can also follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Let's Make Out Podcast. And then Twitter is Let's Make Out Pod.
Yep.
If you use the hashtag on any of those, we will see it as well.
Yep. Hashtag LMO Podcast.
That's right.
Hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast.
Absolutely. So yeah. And then the last thing, if you could be kind enough to rate and review this on iTunes,
yes,
we would appreciate it.
Whatever platform you're listening
whatever platform,
on, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
iTunes is just obviously the most, I think,
most known
and trafficked probably.
Yeah.
But we just love your support. We're thankful for your support. Mm-hmm. And we just, we're excited about being more consistent and getting you more podcasts.
Absolutely. So have a good day, guys. We will see you next week.
That's right.
For real, for real.
Deuces.